neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A KZN-based non-profit has identified poverty and neglect as the leading causes of child labour in the province. Last week, police raided two clothing factories in northern KZN, arresting 47 workers and employers on suspicion of being undocumented. Authorities say a 14-year-old boy allegedly working in one of the companies was removed from the premises. Senikiwa Biela from Lifeline Pietermaritzburg says child labour is more common than people realise. She's explained that the problem often stems from families struggling with hunger and unemployment. Biela says some children are also required to take care of their siblings. She says in some cases, parents or guardians themselves unintentionally contribute to the exploitation of children.
Sometimes we find that the granny, the mother, is working for this particular household as a domestic worker. On the day the mother is sick or the mother has another commitment, they can't make it. But they don't want to lose the income for the day. So they will then send the child to go stand in. They also use a lot for farm work, where the child will be on the farm, but they'll be standing in for somebody who couldn't make it to work today, but the child is get sent everywhere. So there are times where they get trafficked for organized crimes, like dealing with drugs, or they become sex workers.
News just in, there's been an apparent attempt on the life of controversial businessman Brown Mokgotsi. Now, the details are still sketchy. SABC News has reported that a bullet-riddled car linked to Mokgotsi has been found by Vosloorus police. Mokgotsi has made headlines in recent months over allegations of corruption and interference in police matters. This is a developing story. Hospitality Association FIDASA says all municipalities in KZN should work towards achieving blue flag beach status. The South Coast has been confirmed as having the highest number of blue flag beaches in our province. FIDASA's Brett Tungay says blue flag honours are important for tourism as they attract both local and international visitors. He says it assures travellers of world-class standards for safety, cleanliness and environmental management.
It's everything that they want to have when they're on holiday. That's why us as FIDASA, we're desperately trying to implore all municipalities along the KZN coast to actually set the blue flag status as a minimum requirement for all beaches on the province.
Tungay says all municipalities are capable of achieving blue flag status.
What is the safety at the beach? Is your car going to be fine? Is your personal property going to be fine? And then, of course, pollution. You know, that's always a big one in terms of water quality. And then also, is the municipality keeping those beaches clean? Tick all of those boxes, you get a blue flag.
And a typhoon has battered the central Philippines, sending residents clamoring up to rooftops. Cars floated through flooded streets after the powerful storm made landfall before midnight, toppling trees and downing power lines. Officials say at least two people lost their lives. Rescuers say they're still trying to make their way to those trapped, adding that even some evacuation centres have been flooded. Durban's going up to a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay 33, Maritzburg 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nitara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, JC Ritchie has become the first South African to top the season-long road to the Mallorca rankings. The Comrades Marathon entries sold out, and Amajimbos off to a winning start at the Under-17 FIFA World Cup.